Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager. Have you ever heard of this gallon of milk challenge before? Here's the idea. You try to drink a gallon of milk and hold it down for an hour without puking. That sounds unnecessary to me, but I mean, it's called the challenge, and you don't win anything, I think, but still, thousands of people have tried it and failed. So, if you've already heard of this, then you've probably heard it's impossible, but spoiler alert, it's not. It's just really hard and really gross. So, what makes drinking milk difficult? Well, let's begin with the basics. Drinking a gallon of anything in an hour can be hazardous. Even a gallon of water can be fatal if you drink it too quickly. Too much water overloads the circulatory system and the kidneys, dilutes blood electrolytes, and can cause cells to swell, potentially causing brain damage or death. So it's not surprising that a gallon of milk is also bad business stomach-wise. Most people who attempt it vomit. There are a few proposed causes for this condition. You'll often hear people blame lactose for the puketude, let's call it, of milk. Lactose is essentially milk sugar, and your body can only process so much of it at a time. You need the enzyme called lactase to deal with lactose. And the idea here is that people who are lactose intolerant can't process any lactose, and they may throw up from just one glass of milk. But nutritionists like Dr. Sarah Ash at North Carolina State University point out that lactose intolerance is a problem of the large intestine, not the stomach. Since lactose is digested and absorbed in the small intestine, the trouble doesn't really hit until it passes to the large intestine, where it's consumed by bacteria, producing diarrhea and gas. Fun. Both unpleasant in their own ways, but nothing that could stop you from holding the milk down. Then there's calcium. Milk contains a lot of calcium, about 300 milligrams per 8-ounce glass. A Tums chewable tablet contains about 200 milligrams of available calcium. So, drinking a gallon of milk is like downing 25 Tums tablets. It messes up the acid balance in the stomach, giving your stomach another reason to consider puking. The most likely culprit, however, is surprisingly simple. It's just stomach size, guys. The average stomach can hold about a half a gallon of, well, whatever. More than that, you run the risk of triggering the stretch receptors in your stomach, which can induce vomiting. There are a few people with the ability to complete this challenge, like professional competitive eaters, but for most of us, this is a pipe dream that could quickly turn messy. So, while chugging a gallon of milk may be more difficult than chugging water, it turns out that drinking a gallon of anything this quickly just isn't a great idea.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube, and for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.